I'm Louise Sattler, and it is my privilege today to introduce all of the listeners to Dave Victorson from Storybook Treasures, which is a scholastic series of videos that is wonderfully portrayed in American Sign Language and captioned. Good morning, Dave Victorson. How are you?
Good morning, Louise. I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you?
I am super. I have to tell you, I'm a huge fan of the Scholastic series. When I first saw this come across my email, which we've laughed about privately how many emails I get, I could not believe that there was an ASL, an American Sign Language series, being sponsored by Scholastic. Tell me your story. How did that happen?
Oh, sure. You know, we were very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with Scholastic. We had envisioned this product line about 6 years ago, and it took us a while to understand how to make it happen. We created a 10-DVD series, and after the first two stories were completely edited with voice and music, I sent an email to Scholastic, and about 6 weeks later, they asked for samples, and we sent them, and shortly thereafter, we had a contract. It was real exciting for us.
Now, the stories that are in American Sign Language, along with captioning, I have to tell the people who are listening, are some of the children's classics, such as Pocket for Corduroy, who does not love that little bear, and Goodnight Moon, which I wore thin from my children turning the pages when they were younger, and Five Little Monkeys. How did you get the rights to three of the most popular children's stories?
Sure. Well, we have those three, and I want to add two more, the story of Ferdinand and also Little Quack, which is a New York Times bestseller as well. It took a long time. The publishers, really hold on to those stories very carefully and want to make sure that they're treated properly when someone like myself calls up with a new project. So it took a lot of time and a lot of persistence in convincing them. We actually shot some demos and created, you know, storylines that didn't completely play out the whole story, but enough for them to get the idea that we could do it right.
Now, Dave, when you say we, who is the team behind you?
Oh, sure. We are a two-person company. We are the ultimate mom-and-pop shop. It's my wife, Missy, and myself.
Now, I have seen these DVDs personally, but tell me, you also have them available on a website. So let's start and get that website out there. So as people are listening to this podcast, they could also be perusing a website as well. So where would we find your Scholastic Storybook Treasures?
Sure. So two different places. Our company website, www.aslinside.com, and also new video, which www.newvideo.com.
Now, I would like to invite everybody to go to those websites. You will not only see how, you know, a little bit of printed information, but also you'll see little snippets of the video, which I'll also cross promote on any of Louise Sattler's websites, my website. That just sounds so, like, you know, cavalier of myself to do that.
Oh, no. It's a good thing, Louise.
It is a good thing. It is a good thing. And this, by the way, is one of my, hats off to you, one of my favorite holiday picks. I picked it for best products for back to school. I'm going to pick these videos again for holiday products because I adore how the feature that you have on each one of these videos is really linked towards literacy, not only for children who can't hear or who are hard of hearing, but also for any child who is at that pre-readiness or early readiness level for reading. These videos rock. So what made you think about the literacy component? Because you've added a lot of vocabulary, comprehension, even motor skills is involved in these videos. So what is the tie-in with education so strongly, which is so different than most any commercial video available?
Sure. Well, we felt like there is an abundance of material out there on video that is pure entertainment. And we felt like we needed to differentiate ourselves. So taking the popular children's literature was kind of the first step towards creating a connection between the video and literature. I mean, we have the original artwork and stories for these popular children's stories. So putting that on DVD makes not only a compelling learning experience for the children, but also it gives them motivation to actually pick up the book and read. We've actually seen children who will pick up the book and read it using the same cadence and voice pitch as the voiceover artist who did the voiceover for our products. So it's real fascinating.
It is fascinating, and I bet you're getting a great response from parents about this because this is not an expensive video. This is a very mainstream priced video with a lot of bang for the buck when it comes to education. So, what kind of other testimonials have you received from educators and parents?
Yeah, we get a great response. The price is right. Fortunately, with Scholastic, they were our number one partner to bring this to market because they have such a great reputation in the education world and also a great broad distribution network. But the parents love it because they don't just put the DVD in and then go make dinner. The children actually can pick up the remote and scroll through a vocabulary list and also do an interactive quiz that tests them on their comprehension of the story.
Have you had any experience with these DVDs within the autism community?
Yes, we did. When we first produced them, it took a while to go from a contract with Scholastic to a product that was shrink wrapped and ready for sale. And in that interim time, we played them in the classrooms where my wife and I part-time taught, and we had a special needs classroom. We had a couple of autistic children as well as one deaf boy and others that had learning challenges. And the great thing about this particular DVD series is we would put that in, and they would fight for the remote control to go through the quiz and answer the questions. And they also would be able to emulate the signs of the signer almost in real time. Children are so great at that. They can practically copy the signer as they're doing the new signs. And for the children, that was a great experience.
Well, I know that I give it two thumbs up for the special needs community because it is exactly the type of product in my head that is really needed. It is what we call multimodal. So you hear, you see, you can use your small motor skills. There is just so much incorporated into this little box, this little gem here. And I have to tell you a little secret, Dave. I think I've shared this with you, but I'll share it with the audience. This is perfect if you teach at a college or high school level for beginning sign language. Did you know that?
We know that it's hard to communicate that because the titles are children's titles. The folks who sign these stories for us are really eloquent signers, and I agree with you completely. And it's just sometimes hard to convince someone who sees, oh, that's a children's book, but in fact, it's very rich in the eloquence of the signing.
Well, I sort of saved this as a short story that I didn't share with you ever or anybody related to your group because it happened yesterday. I was invited with my sign language class at my college sign language class in Maryland to join an international festival. So we were to bring international sign language with us, which I thought was so funny. And we were given the topic deaf entertainment. So I thought, I could show all kinds of videos with famous deaf entertainers such as Marley Matlin or Anthony Natale. And I also snuck in your videos. So as I was playing the movies, people, walked by from one booth to another and they were like, oh, I recognize, Marley Matlin. But when I put on Pocket for Corduroy, we gathered a whole group of people going, this is so cool. Now, the average age was probably 35 because it was
Wow.
adults and college. I mean, there was no one below 17 in the group. And it stopped people in their tracks and they were trying to sign along. It was adorable to see, people who were well past the college age just literally signing as if they reverted back to their 6-year-old selves. And then they were like, okay,
Oh,
where
that's
can we get
exciting.
this? So I had your information there. And it was thumbs up all along. Nobody was like, oh, we don't like this. I mean, it was definitely the video of choice. So I saved that
Oh,
for
that's
you.
fantastic.
Okay, so
That's a great story.
I hope that generates into more publicity and sales for you. But I was just curious to see how that, group of adults would react, and they did exactly as I thought.
Oh, that's fantastic. I appreciate that.
Nope, no problem. So, Dave, give us one more time a little shout out as we're coming to the end of our interview here. How can we get a hold of the Scholastic Storybook Treasures in sign language with ASL and also with caption, open captioning, I should mention. So, how can we connect with you again? Give us those websites one more time.
Oh, sure. www.aslinside.com or www.newvideo.com.
And of course, listeners, you can refer back to the Louise Sattler page where we'll be posting this interview along with all of the connecting links to products and also Dave's printed interview with me on my blog. And Dave Victorson from ASL Inside, I thank you so, so very much for this wonderful interview, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Louise. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Take care.